The Department of Transportation is planning to build an airport for Acatan and open it by the fall of 2012. The $75 million facility will be built on neighboring Akun Island, and passengers will travel to and from the community on a hovercraft. Acatan Mayor Joe Bereskin explains that there was no good way to build the airport on Acatan itself.
Acatan Island is pretty mountainous. That's one of our problems we had, and there's only two sites that were recognized early on for possibility of an airport. The problem we ran into was having to build a road access to it.
Akun, which is 7 miles away, is much flatter. Bereskin says they chose to use a hovercraft instead of a ship because it only requires landing pads instead of a dock. The Aleutians East Borough will pay for the operations and maintenance of the craft for at least the next 20 years. The project received priority funding from the federal government because the community doesn't have a land-based airport. Currently, the 90 residents of Acatan and the 1,000-plus employees of the Trident Fish Processing Plant travel to and from the island on an 8-seater Grumman Goose from Unalaska. However, no one manufactures parts for the aging World War II-era plane, so they are hard to maintain. The weather in Acatan makes it hard for other float planes to land there as well. Though the community is small, Trident's processing facility in Acatan is the second largest in the state. Judy Chapman from the state's Department of Transportation says the project is also important because it will provide safer and faster medevacs. Its runway will be long enough for the Saab 34Bs to land too, which will help Unalaska.
And so, you know, if there's a weather situation or some event where, you know, the Saab can't get into Dutch, it would have the option of going, you know, doing a short hop over to Acatan if the weather's clear there and waiting a little bit to get back into Dutch rather than returning, you know, all the way to Cold Bay or Anchorage like it does now.
The airport will be the first in the nation to be put out for design-built proposals.